Do you want to know how to find your audience? I'm Sherry Lynn Bisbano. You're on video two, congratulations, on the basics of writing a nonfiction book. If you're a fiction writer, you can glean from this too. Now, when I ask my clients, who's the audience for your book? A lot of them say, everybody. But that's not necessarily the case. You cannot write your book to everybody. Your book will not turn out well. I was writing my book. I said, oh, everybody, all Christians will benefit from it. And when I was writing, it was so difficult to write. And as we talked about in video one, you find your specific person, write it. If you have to invent the person, write it to that person. And then from that one writing, you can find your audience. My audience is mainly women from the ages of 40 to 65 who want to learn more about Jesus. Your audience could be, say you write things about diets, or maybe you're into keto recipes. Keto is a type of diet that's high in protein. Maybe you're a pastor and your passion is to feed the flock. But maybe there's a specific person in that flock that you want to reach. Make sure your audience is not everybody. So how do you find your audience? Let me give you some questions that you ask yourself. And you can keep a record of this. Who are you writing to? Are you writing to men or women, children? What is the age group? Are they married, unmarried? Are they teenagers? Are they millennials? Who are they? Because your verbiage will be different. And you find your audience in different places. What's their marital status, their income level? And when you find that, like we discussed in video one, when you find that, you want to know what keeps your reader up at night. Is it their marriage? Is it their finances? Is it their diet? Is it their school? What is the problem that keeps them up at night? And how are you going to solve that problem? How does your book solve that problem? And why is your book different than others? Now, you're probably asking, well, why does this matter in finding my audience? Well, it really does. If you're writing to mothers who have special needs children, that keeps them up at night. How do I keep my child safe? How do I teach my child? Oh, what about you're a pastor and you want to teach your flock how to give without making it seem judgmental? These are things you ask yourself. And where do you find your audience? Well, let me tell you, Facebook is not a place to find teenagers and people in their 20s. They're not on Facebook. My age group is on Facebook. They're on TikTok. They're on Instagram. They're on platforms like that. If you're looking for teachers, pastoral, CEOs, people like that, you'll probably find them on Instagram. There's different places to find different audiences. If you're having a problem with this, find somebody who you would write your book for. Ask them where they hang out online. There's different platforms for different age groups, for different interests. So look for that. I know with me, my audience, I have two different audiences. I have an audience for my Bible teaching, and I have an audience for my writing and my coaching. A lot of my writing and my coaching I do on LinkedIn, but what happens is sometimes these groups integrate, like on Facebook. A lot of my writer friends are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And they know people who need editors and ghostwriters. If I wanted to write a YA book, young adult book, or try to get that market, like a Bible study for teenagers, I would be on Instagram, I would be on TikTok, Snapchat, things like that. Ask your audience where they are. Don't try to be everywhere at one time. And when you find your audience, it's called social media for a reason. Be social with them. Ask them questions. Let them know you're writing a book. Get them involved in your book. You can say things like, well, I'm writing about John chapter 1. What does it mean to you that in the beginning was the Word? If you're writing about dieting, I don't like to call it dieting, but I like to call it a way of life, food, you can ask them what is their favorite recipe, things like that. If you're health and fitness, you can ask them, this is what I'm doing. What do you think about it? Get your audience involved because they will really enjoy the process. And you know what happens? You start building more of an audience. And once your book is completed, they'll buy it because they have a vested interest. So how do you find your audience? You go by age, gender. Find them on the platforms. A platform is like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, things like that. Find out where they hang out and join their conversations and see what interests them. Stay with us. I want to keep these videos short and sweet because there's a lot of information. And remember, it's basic information. Take care.